You're listening to SBS News.
Twitter has begun widespread job layoffs as new owner Elon Musk overhauls the company. The move raises public concerns about chaos enveloping the social media platform and its ability to combat disinformation. Here's former Twitter employee Simon Balmain.
An email went out in the early hours of the UK that confirmed the sort of rumours we've been hearing for a while about there being layoffs coming. The email basically said there'd be a large reduction in headcount. It said that if we would be affected, we'd hear to our personal email, if not to our work email. And it was about an hour after that that I found that my work laptop was remotely wiped and access to Slack and Gmail revoked. Checked in with a few US colleagues who were still awake, and many of them were reporting seeing the same thing. I've heard from a couple of people that they've had emails saying that they're being kept on. That's about all I know, and they didn't go into too much detail. That's only a couple of instances from the, I guess, a few dozen people that I've directly spoken to at this point.
The speed and size of the cuts also opened Musk and Twitter to lawsuits. At least one was filed alleging Twitter violated federal law by not providing fired employees required notice. The San Francisco-based company told workers by email on Thursday that they would learn on Friday if they had been laid off. About half of the company's staff of 7,500 was let go. Musk tweeted that there was no choice but to cut the jobs when the company is losing over $4 million per day. He did not provide details on the daily losses at the company and said employees who lost their jobs were offered 3 months' pay as severance. Here's expert Daniel Ives from Wedbush Securities.
Look, ultimately, when Musk paid the $44 billion, it put a lot of pressure financially on this deal with the debt. Big layoffs were going to come. 50% is an extreme number, and I think it just speaks to how dire the situation is and ultimately how much pressure Musk faces now with owning Twitter. He faces pressure on a multitude of areas. One, revenue pressure. How do you monetize Twitter as a platform? That's really been the treadmill that we've seen over the last decade in terms of as a social media platform. And then it's ultimately cost cutting. I mean, can you cut costs and monetize? That is a very fine balance he's going to have to strike. At the same time, trying to bring advertisers back onto the platform that you're ultimately trying to do freedom of speech. That is almost an impossible task. And these are all what I view as almost the Everest-like uphill battle he has with Twitter. I think right now, advertisers are being cautious, arm's length, trying to figure out what the platform is going to represent. Twitter's problem for the last 4 or 5 years has been its lack of ability to monetize. Advertisers, engagement. Musk is ultimately trying to bring advertisers back on. But then at the same point, you're bringing on Kanye and others. And I think that's part of the problem here with Twitter. Divisive platform. Musk, every step is controversy. But $44 billion is still going to go down as probably one of the most overpaid tech transactions in the history of M&A.
No other social media platform comes close to Twitter as a place where public agencies and other vital service providers like election boards, police departments, utilities, schools and news outlets keep people reliably informed. Many fear Musk's layoffs will gut the platform and render it lawless. Officials say the company's frontline moderation staff was the group the least impacted by the job cuts. Several employees who tweeted about losing their jobs said Twitter eliminated their entire teams.
I think part of the problem with Musk is that Twitter is a whole nother animal than a Tesla or a SpaceX, which is why he's the richest person in the world. Massively competitive, TikTok's meteoric rise. And the problem for Twitter is you could have a digital town hall, freedom of speech all you want, but you're not going to have advertisers with that. And that's the fundamental problem here. And you cannot cut your way to growth. 50%, it's cut into the bones and muscles of Twitter. Look, for Musk, lawsuits are almost like drinking a cup of coffee in the morning. And I think it's something where culturally, you cannot have polar opposites than Musk and the Twitter DNA. And I think now we're seeing that all play out in terms of the cost cutting, how he's ultimately going to do it. And I think it just shows it's going to be some tough times ahead for Twitter employees and for that company. Twitter is a core San Francisco high tech company. You know, I think it's one that's always been very good to their employees, whether it's ping pong and, you know, ultimately employee lunches. Musk is the exact opposite. I mean, it's a much different type of culture, I think, that he's instilled at Tesla, at SpaceX. And that's why Musk and Twitter could not be more opposite when it comes to corporate culture. Well, for Musk, he ultimately got into a bad deal, couldn't get out of. And I think when he went to looking at Delaware court, he knew ultimately he was going to lose that and had to get this deal done, tried to wiggle out of it. But now he ultimately owns Twitter, and he's going to try to broaden out into a broader WeChat type super app down the road. But in the near term, the easy part was buying Twitter. The hard part's going to be fixing it.
A coalition of civil rights groups escalated their calls for brands to pause advertising buys on the platform. The layoffs actually affect Twitter's offices around the world, and in the United Kingdom, it would be required by law to give employees much notice. The speed of the layoffs could also open Musk and Twitter to discrimination claims if it turns out, for instance, that they disproportionately affected women, people of color, or older workers. New Twitter CEO Elon Musk directly challenged activist investors at an investor conference in New York City.
Recently, had a lot of difficulty with activist groups pressuring major advertisers to stop spending money on Twitter. This is despite us doing everything possible to appease them and to make it clear that moderation rules and hateful conduct rules have not changed. And we're continuing to enforce them. A number of major advertisers have stopped spending on Twitter. This doesn't seem right because we've made no change in our operations at all. But nonetheless, the activist groups have been successful in causing a massive drop in Twitter advertising revenue. And we've done our absolute best to appease them, and nothing is working. So this is a major concern, and I think this is, frankly, an attack on the First Amendment. Twitter was having pretty serious revenue challenges and cost challenges before the acquisition talks started. And any company that is dependent on advertising has had a hard time. But content moderation policies have not changed at Twitter, and it is not okay to engage in hateful conduct. I think there is a tremendous amount of potential. It will be very difficult to achieve, but I think possible. And I think ultimately it could be one of the most valuable companies.
The other major talking point is what is going to happen to Twitter's blue check marks, also known as blue ticks. After floating the idea of charging users $20 a month for the blue check verification and some extra features, he appeared to quickly scale it back to potentially around $8 or $12 per month. Whatever the price, the idea of a paid verification system is raising complex questions and concerns beyond the customary cheers and jeers that have accompanied Musk's every move since he took ownership of the social media company. Twitter already has a subscription plan called Twitter Blue. For $5 a month, it lets users access extra features, such as the ability to undo a tweet and read ad-free articles. Musk's plan, as it appears from his tweets recently, seems to be expanding it to charge more money for more features, including the verification badge, and spread it to more users. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.